Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing grace. The day of reckoning is coming. Paul talks about that in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. He tells us in verse 13 that each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it. There is a day coming when everybody's labors for the Lord Jesus Christ are going to be revealed. They're going to be manifested. Right now, a lot of our labors are hidden. They're unseen. Even our good labors are often hidden and unseen, and we can be grateful that God takes note of everyone. Even a cup of cold water given in the name of Christ will not fail to receive its reward. But on the other hand, those labors that were done in a shortcut manner, in a shoddy manner, in something less than full faithfulness to God and to His Word, those labors, which may not be apparent to others, it may be slacking off on the job in various ways, wasting time when nobody else is around to see what you are doing. But the day is coming when all of that is going to be exposed. A day of reckoning is coming. And Paul is writing this primarily to ministers of the gospel, though the principles apply to all of God's people. But he's writing to ministers of the gospel and saying there's a day of reckoning coming. It's interesting. Preachers many times preach to others of that day of reckoning that's coming. You better be ready. You better be ready. There's a day of judgment coming. The Lord is coming, and when he comes, there's going to be a judgment. There's going to be a reckoning. Are you ready for that? And Paul is telling ministers of the gospel here, there's a day of reckoning coming for you and for your work, for your labors. That day is coming when your workmanship will be tested as to what sort it is, that is, what quality and durability are represented by your labors. And in that day, all that you have done is going to be revealed. It's going to be clear. It's going to be exposed on that day. A day of reckoning. We better take these words seriously. And so thank you for joining me on this Tuesday, June the 8th. Thank you for helping me with your financial gifts. Yes, there is a day of reckoning, as we read in verse 13 of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, which will be, we are told, a day of reward for some and a day of loss for others. A day of reward, verse 14. If anyone's work, which he has built on it, endures, he will receive a reward. The picture in verse 13 was of work that is tested by fire. Everything has been illustrated by the use of the construction of a building. First, the laying of the foundation. Make sure that it is the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing more, nothing less. That's it. The foundation is Jesus Christ, his person and work. Now, building upon that foundation, make sure that you use quality materials, represented by gold and silver and precious stones, not shoddy materials represented by wood, hay, and straw. nothing wrong with wood materials, construction materials in its place. But Paul is illustrating something here. Some materials will not burn. Others will. And that's a picture. Make sure that you're building with quality materials that will stand the test of the fire, because in that day of judgment, it's going to be like, this isn't actually going to happen, but it's going to be like, that God's going to come to each man's works, which are pictured here as a building, what you have, all your labors for the cause of Christ throughout your lifetime are going to be represented by a building, and the Lord is going to send his messengers, maybe his angels, to come to your building and to put a torch to it. And if it's all built out of gold and silver and precious stones, it'll be fine. That's not going to burn up. But if it's wood, hay, and straw, it's going to be consumed, and nothing's going to be left but a pile of ashes. So those who have built with quality materials representing the Word of God, doing their work God's way for God's glory, those who do that are going to be rewarded. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. There is a reward for quality workmanship. Here, we're not told exactly what that reward will be, but we're just assured that there will be a reward. Work that stands the test of time will stand the test of eternity. It will endure for eternity. Work that conforms to divine wisdom will stand the test of that day, the day of Christ's return, the day of judgment, the day of reckoning. Work that is basically of the same nature as the foundation will endure. What is the foundation? Jesus Christ. Who is Christ? He is the rock. He is the cornerstone. That foundation is built out of durable materials, stone. And if you build on top of that stone foundation with more stones that will not burn, you'll be fine. If the materials that you put into the building of that work for God are the same materials, basically, as what went into the foundation, they are the gospel of Christ, they are the person and work of Christ, they are the instructions of Christ, the commands of Christ, the things that he instructed his disciples to do, the disciples who are to teach others all that Christ commanded them. That's our job as ministers of the gospel. And so those who have built upon the foundation with materials that are of the same durability as that which went into the foundation are going to be fine. Think about a good, strong stone church building, a stone chapel. They're beautiful, aren't they? But they're also durable. Some of those stone chapels are hundreds of years old and still standing. Durable. But build a church building, a chapel, out of wood, and it may last for a few decades, but it's not likely to be around for a long time. It might even last a couple hundred years. But it's not as durable. It's not going to last as long. And if a fire gets near it, it won't last at all. It'll be gone. It'll have to be rebuilt. That's the idea. If your labor for Christ is built upon the foundation of Jesus Christ and is of the same quality, it is the same material, it is the same gospel, it is allegiance to the same Savior, it is carefully and faithfully following his words, his commands, then you are going to have a work for eternity, and you are going to be rewarded for that. And we don't need to be embarrassed to talk about rewards. We don't even need to be embarrassed about working for rewards. Obviously, our greatest and highest motive is for the honor and glory of Christ, but the Bible keeps mentioning rewards over and over and over again. If God didn't want us to know about them, if God didn't want us to labor for them, God wouldn't have bothered to mention them. He'd have kept that a secret and just passed out those rewards when we got to heaven to our surprise. What? We get rewarded for this? I was just doing this for the honor and glory of Christ, as indeed you should be. In fact, the only way you're going to be rewarded is if your labors have been for the honor and glory of Christ. But there's nothing wrong with keeping in the back of your mind, I'm going to labor for the honor and glory of Christ because that's what pleases Jesus, and he has promised to reward his faithful servants. And I want to be a faithful servant, and therefore I look forward to receiving a reward for that. Yes, the day of reckoning will be a day of reward for some, but it's going to be a day of loss for others. Verse 15, if anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so is through fire. A day of loss. Labors in the name of Christ that were based upon human wisdom and did not conform to Scripture will not stand the test. Are you listening? Labors done in the name of Christ that are carried out according to the suggestions and recommendations of human wisdom rather than the word of Scripture will not stand in that day of judgment because it doesn't conform to Scripture. It does not stand the test of time and eternity. It does not survive the fire examination of that day. The workmen may very well be saved. The ones that Paul has in mind here are saved, but his labor is lost. His lifetime of service is is gone. It's of no avail. He will receive no reward. He has been busily ineffective through most of his lifetime of serving the Lord. Can you think of anything sadder than that? Well, yes, I can think of one thing sadder than that, and that is to die and go to hell. Obviously, the ones that Paul is talking about are those who will be saved. If any man's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so is through fire. So it is possible to be a Christian and to work in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and come to the end of your life and find out that what you did not please Christ, did not honor Christ, did not advance the cause of Christ, did not contribute to the building up of Christ's kingdom, that it was just a lot of sound and fury signifying nothing. It was done for human honor instead of Christ's honor. It was done according to human wisdom and recommendations rather than according to the Word of God. And it may have pleased people. It probably did please some people. It may have impressed people. It probably did impress some people. But the one who judges is not anybody except the Lord Jesus Christ. Does that please him? No. It's all loss. It's gone. It's of no value. How sad. Don't let that be you. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.